This with a deer, his feet are sharp, and it just cut a rattlesnake all to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to have a lot of deer that got in here, and there have been birds have been coming in, and people, more population. We hardly ever have a rattlesnake around here, hardly ever.
Hmm. You know, cats will get after snakes too.
Well, cats will eat snakes, see, but they don't bother a poison snake. Now they'll eat the chicken snake and the blue racer and the king snake and such as that.
Have you ever seen them circle up around the snake and kind of play with it like that?
What, a cat?
Several cats, you know.
Oh, I've seen them play with them. I've had cats bring them, drag them up here and sit there and play with them like playing with a mouse.
Mm-hmm. My mother used to keep a lot of cats around the yard, and every now and then you'd see about four or five of them in a circle,
yeah.
And you knew they had a snake right there in the middle.
Well, a cat is full of curiosity.
Well, they were pretty good about, you know, fleshing those snakes out.
Mm-hmm. Now, 2 years ago, my daughter-in-law started up, she lives right on the hill there, and she started up here, and there's a big chicken snake crossing the path. And she told me there's one down there, and this big dog, I guess he come in here yesterday when you was up here, he's a black dog. And he'll kill every snake he finds.
Is that right?
And so I started down there, and told Rex, he goes down ahead of me. And that old snake was about 5 foot long, and he had swallowed something. And I figured he had been in my chicken house and swallowed an egg. Now that's the reason they call chicken snakes. They'll rob eggs, or nests of eggs, every time they can find them. And old Rex grabbed that snake, and they just, all dogs that kill snakes, they can catch them, and they about twice they fling them, they just fling them to pieces. And I'd use golf balls in my hen nest for eggs, and he had swallowed a golf ball.
Is that right?
I have a golf ball out there on my porch now, and he had cleaned that thing, it was just as white as cotton.
Oh.
Did you ever see any of these? They quit making them what they used to call, or do call them yet, but they don't make them anymore. These here China eggs?
I sure have.
Well, I had four in my hen nest, and the coons got in there and broke one. And when this snake, after that coon broke it, I brought my other three in here just to keep pursuing his, because there's lots of people never seen one.
I saw them for the first time when I was up in Fayetteville. A woman had a whole box full of them.
I bet she wouldn't sell them.
Oh, no. You're going to hang on to them.
And anyway, I just take mine out for souvenirs, and I got them here in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Because there'll be more of them made.
Mm-hmm.
The factory burned several years ago, and they just, most all the people, so the poultry houses now, they used to use a nest egg, as they call it. Seemed like the entire old hen go there, but now they all use these houses, and the chickens never get on the ground or anything, and they just lay their eggs, and some of them roll down into a place, and hits a belt and just goes into the processing room, just like perpetual motion.
Right.
But my hens run outside on the ground and around, and so I use golf balls now instead of eggs, because eggs get too high to use them, and China eggs are too high too. So if you find one now for $5, you're lucky.
Mm. Are they all made out of China?
Yeah. Mm. All that I've ever seen was porcelain or china.
Mm-hmm.
But they tell me now that Sears Roebuck is making them out of wood and painting them white enamel, but I've never seen them.
I haven't seen those either.
But I've heard of them. But